This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Judith Weaver is a teacher at the Hollyhock Learning Center. Judith holds a PhD in Reichian psychology. She is also trained in Tai Chi Chuan, as well as sensory awareness. She has been coming to Cortez Island since 1970. 52 years later, she is still teaching, offering several different programs this summer and into the fall. I sat down with Judith to find out about her journey as a teacher of teachers.
Hello, Judith. It's really cool that you spent time in Naropa and set up all these teaching programs. It sounds like a really impressive career you've had.
Their last conference wanted to give me the Lifetime Achievement Award, and I said, why? You know, why me? I'm not so special. And they said, well, you've taught just about all of us. And I said, oh, because I'm so old. So age, you know, has some meaning, depending on what you do with it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're being acknowledged for teaching so many teachers, spreading so much awareness and knowledge in these fields. So I was wondering what Reichian therapy is.
Reichian therapy. I get to introduce another person. Wilhelm Reich was, you might say there's Freud, famous psychotherapist, and then Jung and Reich. Those are the three big ones. Jung was older. Wilhelm Reich is the person who added to psychoanalysis the attention or inclusion of the body, of breathing, of energy, of muscle armor, of all sorts of things. We wouldn't have anything somatic if it were not for Will. He paid a great price for it. He ended up dying in a federal penitentiary in the wonderful United States that does some really stupid things sometimes, like they just done last week. But he was an extraordinary person and could really had a sense of energy and reality in a way that nobody really did. But all of those things, everything with the word somatic, it wasn't even known back then, except soma means body in Greek. But all of these things, bioenergetics came out of him, core energetics, all sorts of practices, not yoga, not Tai Chi, they're more ancient. But all of the modern body works and somatic practices can trace their initial birth from Wilhelm Reich. And I couldn't be a psychotherapist and just sit and talk to somebody about their problems. And Freud didn't like making eye contact with people, so that's why he had his clients lie on a couch and he would sit behind them. When the old guys used to joke about falling asleep during the therapy sessions, and they would wake up and the money was on the desk. It was a good life. Really did it differently. Eye contact, physical contact even, and he got screwed for it royally. The United States burned tons of his books in the 1960s. I think it was 6 tons or 4 tons of books that he had written in Europe before he ever came here. But, I mean, there was a witch hunt, and it worked, unfortunately.
Wow.
That's the short answer. Yeah, he was extraordinary.
So your background, Judith, did it begin with Reichian psychology then? Is that where you got started?
Wilhelm Reich. Yeah, Wilhelm Reich. No, my journey started as soon as I could get away from Miami, Florida, and my family, and I went to New York City to become a dancer. 1957, I think. West Side Story had just opened. It was so exciting, those times. And after, that was 57, so back and forth, San Francisco, New York. San Francisco was prettier, the ocean and everything. New York was more exciting in the dance world. So I went back and forth. And finally, I'd always been attracted to Asia. And in 1965, I left the U.S. China was closed, so I couldn't go there. India was too far away, and I wasn't sure where Tibet was. So the only country I could really go to was Japan, which was fine because I was very attracted to almost anything Asian. So I studied all the dances, you might say the movements of Japan, kabuki and no and tea ceremony and all that, everything that moved, I studied. And then I went into a Zen monastery and didn't move for a year and a half. So that yin and yang, that contrast.
There's several different modalities you learned there, movements. And then when did you learn Tai Chi?
Yeah. So even as a dancer in New York, I don't know where I even heard of it, but I really wanted to study Tai Chi. And I would go, there were a few teachers, and I would go and I would look at it and I'd go, I don't think that's right. And I left. When I came back, and there was no Tai Chi in Japan because it's a Chinese thing. When I came back, one of my dance colleagues, I had injured my knees horribly. First dancing, secondly dancing in Japan, being in Japan, all that up and down and squatting, and then being in monastery and trashing my knees for a year and a half. I could barely walk when I got back. And she took me to her Tai Chi teacher, who was quite a Chinese healer, very famous Chinese doctor of herbs and Tai Chi master. And I said, that's it. That's the Tai Chi that I want to learn. So that was 1968, and I've been doing it ever since.
So you actually teach Tai Chi on Cortez, is that right?
I do now, yes. It's different. For many years, I have been offering workshops here on Cortez. A lot of them through Hollyhock were Tai Chi workshops, and some were sensory awareness workshops, and some were called body-mind practices East and West, all sorts of things like that. I also taught all of those at Esalen down in Big Sur, which is how the campus started here. Cold Mountain Institute was patterned after Esalen in Big Sur. And I was asked to teach Tai Chi there for Cold Mountain Institute for Richard Weaver. Yes, the last name has a connection. And I couldn't teach because I didn't have permission. But then I did get permission, and I taught created the program at Naropa. And then coming back here, often the program people wanted me to teach Tai Chi, and I would rather share with people sensory awareness if it's just going to be a workshop, because Tai Chi is a sequence, you know, it's a dance, it's an alphabet. And that's hard to learn in a week. As I say that, I'm offering a week workshop next month. This month, sensory awareness, you can do for as long as you want, for as short as you want, forever. And that's even basic to Tai Chi or anything, just really feeling and knowing, paying attention to what we're doing. So I do both. And for me, it's yin and yang. You might say that Tai Chi is the yang. There's a form. There's a pattern that you follow. And sensory awareness is the yin. Doesn't matter. Do anything you want. Just be there for it. You know, just really do it. So it's a great balance for me. I love it.
Beautiful. So you have an offering through the Cortez Island Senior Society right now. There's still a couple of classes.
It's early in the morning. It was quiet. The hall is empty and open, and anybody can come. It was mainly for the seniors. But I keep asking people, and I never ask how old they are or even care. Anybody who wants to come can come. It's just such a beautiful, healthy, helpful practice that I love to share it with anyone. And I said before, I think that it's like an alphabet or something. You don't need to know the whole alphabet. If you see, that gives you a basis. And at the first class, I told the people there that if you don't come again, fine, just practice this. It really can help your health and even change your life. Just the beginning moves are very simple and very basic for us relaxing and letting the energy flow and do the work for us.
Thanks. So that class is still happening on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and the last class will be on July 12th. Is that right?
The last class will be on July 12th because my, you might say, commercial workshop, you know, people are coming from other places to, some people have worked with me for years and keep on coming back to Cortez to do this workshop. And that will start on the 15th and go for a week. And that's not, the Manson's Hall class is just 1 hour. I think we're going an hour and 10 or 15 minutes, and that's fine. This class will be about 6 hours a day of practice, so it's very different. It's much more intense.
Is there still availability in that class?
Yeah, there is still availability. And this is going to be interesting because usually most of my students come from all over and they've been working with me for a long time, some of them. And a few locals, a few Cortez Islanders come. This time, a few people are coming from afar. As you can imagine, the world's different. And people from the island are contacting me and saying, I might want to do this. So it's going to be very different with a lot more beginners. Two people are teachers and a bunch of people are beginners. And there are a few people in the middle there who have been doing it for a while. So it's going to be very different. And I'm excited because I love sharing it with locals.
So if locals still want to sign up for that workshop, how can they do that?
Just send me an email or call me or go to my website, judithweaver.com, even though most people don't notice. My father couldn't spell well and he misspelled my name on my birth certificate, which is why it has a Y and not an I for Judith. But yeah, judithweaver.com is the website. And there's a whole bit about Tai Chi with pictures and how beautiful Cortez Island is. I think some people might just want to come to Cortez from afar.
And you have another workshop in October
at Hollyhock, which is the other. It's the sensory awareness, which is no patterns. No, I'm not teaching anything. What I do is remind people to pay attention to themselves and the world. I just did a yesterday morning for the Sensory Awareness Foundation. I did an hour long webinar and the birds here in Cortez have been so fantastic. What, a couple of weeks? The sounds and the different songs and everything. And then I walked out and on an ocean spray bush, I heard a hum that I thought was an airplane for a minute. And then I thought it was a boat. And then I realized it was the bees. So the whole session I did yesterday was on sounds. You know, our own sounds, the sounds that we're making. And where are they, by the way? Do we know where that sound, where the vibration is in us? I've never done it before. It was very interesting. So that's work like that. Work, play, you might say.
Is there anything else you want to share about upcoming offerings on Cortez? Or
I also do private lessons. There are some people here, locals, who come to me privately, some for therapy. Some for Tai Chi classes, some for just talking and trying to figure things out. So I'm so glad to be here. Oh, that was a hard 2 years when I wasn't allowed to be here. Because I first came here in 1970. This is definitely the place I'd rather be, even than the Bay Area. Yeah, I'm happy, grateful to be able to meet people. And if there's anything I can do to even reflect back. But that's all. We don't teach. We can't teach anyone. I have a quote here that I'm putting in this great big talk I'm doing, and it's sort of like this, if I may share this to you. This is from Wilhelm Reich. Let the children themselves decide their own future. Our task is to make them capable of deciding for themselves and not to destroy their natural powers to do so.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.